Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. We're going to look at some headlines featured today in The Juice. Okay, so first up, the 2025 Pulitzer Prizes in Journalism. They were just announced.
Right. These awards, they highlight some really significant reporting from the past year.
Yeah, quite a range. Like ProPublica got the Public Service Award.
Yeah, for their reporting on maternal deaths, specifically how they linked to, you know, restrictive state laws.
And the Washington Post won for breaking news coverage.
That was for the attempted assassination of then-candidate Donald Trump.
Reuters also got an award for investigative reporting.
Mm-hmm. Looking into ineffective fentanyl regulations. And the Wall Street Journal, they won for national reporting.
That was the Elon Musk coverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
His influence and some other conversations mentioned.
Yes, exactly. And the New York Times actually picked up several awards, too. International reporting on Sudan and Afghanistan, photography for the Trump assassination attempt. And they shared a local reporting prize with the Baltimore Banner on the opioid crisis.
Wow, quite a sweep for them. So maybe a discussion point here for students.
Could be, yeah. Like how the way news is reported, the style and focus, how that shapes our understanding of what's happening in the world.
Good point. Okay, let's shift to health news. There's a CDC report about the U.S. maternal mortality rate.
Right. And unfortunately, it showed an increase in 2024.
What were the numbers?
688 maternal deaths reported in 2024. That's up from 669 the year before. So the average rate is now about 19 deaths per 100,000 live births.
And just to clarify, maternal deaths are defined as?
Occurring during pregnancy, childbirth, or within about 6 weeks after delivery. Common causes are things like severe bleeding, blood clots, infections, that kind of thing.
And did they mention contributing factors?
Well, experts like Laura Riley pointed to things like rural hospitals closing down and also the uncertainty some doctors feel about what care is legally allowed, especially after the overturning of Roe v. Wade.
That makes sense.
And importantly, there are really significant disparities based on race. The rate for white women was 15.2, but for black women, it was much higher, 47.5.
That's a stark difference. So for a discussion with students,
you could explore the different factors that, you know, contribute to health and safety during pregnancy and childbirth. Lots to unpack there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, changing gears again. The Met Gala recently happened.
Yes, the fashion event. This year's theme was super fine, tailoring black styles.
Celebrating black menswear, right.
Exactly, and exploring the idea of dandyism, that bold, expressive style. Reverend Al Sharpton actually had a quote about it, saying it was a sense of rebellion without having to speak it, especially maybe when other forms of expression were limited.
Interesting take. I saw some pictures, pretty amazing outfits.
Oh, definitely. Reverend Sharpton himself was there, Zendaya, Tiana Taylor, Doechii, Alex Noel. Lots of different interpretations of the theme.
So this could lead to a conversation about...
Yeah, how clothing and just personal style can be a form of self-expression or even cultural commentary, how we use clothes to say something.
Makes sense. All right, international news now. Germany has a new chancellor, Friedrich Merz. But it wasn't straightforward.
No, it was a bit unusual. He actually failed to get the majority needed in the first secret ballot vote.
Really?
Yeah. Only got 310 votes initially. Right. Then he secured it in the second vote with 325. Apparently, it's the first time in modern German history a chancellor designate didn't win on the first try.
Huh. And he leads which party?
He's the head of a center-right coalition. They won elections back in February. Their platform focused on things like cracking down on illegal immigration and reducing business regulations.
Kind of a Germany is back theme, I read.
That was his campaign theme, yes. And his election is seen by some as, you know, a stabilizing event. But it's worth noting the far-right AfD party did quite well, getting around 20% of the vote. They're now the largest opposition.
So that first failed vote, what are people saying?
Well, analysts and opposition leaders are pointing to it as maybe showing the coalition isn't as solid as it looks, perhaps a bit fragile.
So a potential discussion topic there.
Could be about how much support a leader has within their own party or coalition and how that can affect their ability to actually govern effectively.
Right. Internal politics matter.
Yeah.
Okay, now for something completely different. A turtle with Legos.
Ah, Yeah, it's a nice story. It's about a wood turtle named Root at the Halifax Museum of Natural History.
And Root has an issue.
Yeah, Root's missing a front foot. So moving around was tough, scraping his shell.
Oh, poor guy.
But they came up with a really creative solution. They saw a Lego exhibit, got an idea, and built him this little platform with wheel.
Out of Lego bricks.
Yep. They strap him into a harness on top of it. Apparently, he's ready to go as soon as it's snapped on. It lets him move around much faster, get some good exercise, and stops the shell scraping.
That's brilliant. And wood turtles are.
They're an at-risk species, yeah. So helping Root is great.
The fun discussion idea from this.
Definitely. You could talk about creative ways to solve problems, especially when it comes to helping animals or dealing with disabilities. Thinking outside the box.
Love that. Okay, finally, we have a quote today. It's from Queen Elizabeth II.
Ah, okay. Which one?
We may hold different points of view, but it is in times of stress and difficulty that we most need to remember that we have much more in common than there is dividing us.
Mmm, that's a powerful one and very relevant. Queen Elizabeth, of course, the longest reigning British monarch, came to the throne in 52.
So a lot of history unfold.
Absolutely. Decolonization, the troubles in Northern Ireland, the Falklands War, Brexit. I mean, huge changes during her 70-year reign. She was seen as the symbol of continuity through it all.
Met countless world leaders, traveled extensively.
Mm-hmm. And she passed away in 2022 with her son Charles becoming king.
So that quote, finding common ground, especially when things are tough.
Exactly. A really good point for reflection, maybe for students too. Why is it important to look for what connects us, especially during challenging times? How can we do that?
Good thought to end on. So that's a quick look at some of the stories and topics buzzing around in the juice today.
Hopefully that gives you a helpful overview.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.